When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Season's greetings, reviewers. It is episode 205, the JB and Benny Blue Review. And I'm just thinking, why, Benny, does it look like you're about to, you know, do a fucking QAnon video from a basement in Louisville, Kentucky? That's because it's the holidays and your boy's on the road, so we are not live streaming this week and next week. But don't you worry, your sweet little pretty reviewer hearts. You are still going to get this classic and golden audio dope and visual dope for your listening and viewing pleasure, whether that's on YouTube or in podcast form, Spotify, Stitcher, you know what I'm saying, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you can go. And make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. We got a lot to cover, man. You know, COVID, the remix of the remix is back. We got some NBA shit, college football playoff, and of course, getting into some Week 15 recap and Week 16 Savage Picks. But Dr. Bridges, you were spreading some cheer this week with the kiddies, yes, on behalf of the Bird Gang. Tell the folks, prickly those in the desert, what you were up to with your fellow brethren from the Bird Gang, sir.
Well, Monday night, me and some of the Bird Gang alumni and, of course, the community relations team, the Arizona Cardinals, shout out to Horace and Adam and all the crew. We did a little shopping event for some less fortunate children in our community. And Coach Mo, shout out to Coach Mo, man. You know, he worked with the Cardinals. Coach Mo was always in the community. Coach Mo is a pretty special guy. He trains Olympic athletes, right? So, but Coach Mo was always in the hood doing great things with the shorties, you know, same with the little ones. If it ain't, you know, basketball, youth league football, he coaches teams, you know what I'm saying, and coaches youth track. And it's just a shopping event for underprivileged kids. These little shorties got $400 to spend, right? And it was a gang of kids. It was probably about 50 kids, to be honest. So it was dope. You know what I'm saying? I got a good group of kids. Shout out to, I know they probably never hear this, but shout out to Francisco, Anthony, and Lil Ken Ken, you know what I'm saying, my kids. Go to our Instagram at JB, JB and Benny Blue. On Instagram, you know, I did post pics from the event, and it was just dope. It was dope on the rope, man. You know what I'm saying? And always good to work with, you know, do things for the shorties, the kids. They, you know, they so innocent, and well, it was just cool, man, to be around them kids. They were so crazy, and they were so smart and intelligent, and like so thoughtful. And they picking up gifts for their cousins and shit. Like, it was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But it warmed your heart, man, and make you appreciate what you got. You know what I'm saying? And where you at, and what, you know, makes me appreciate what my kids have and their mothers and how we able to do for them the way we do for them. So, you know, it was dope, warmed my heart a little bit, kind of got me back into the Christmas spirit because, yeah, it just really ain't the same, you know what I'm saying? My kids with their moms and they all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I'll be, you know, by myself, but, you know, I got folks here, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool, but it ain't the same as it was when the shorties was upstairs and, you know, standing, the house is all decorated, you know, the whole Christmas shit.
Right.
But, you know, back.
Well, listen, you're feeling the spirit, and you're right. The review does love the kids, but we are not for the kids when it comes to listening and viewing. Cover your ears, baby, all the young ones out there. We curse to high heaven on this motherfucker. So we appreciate the kids. And JB, as you know, you hand a kid $400, they can become shockingly smart when they get a little money. And what was the best gift or toy or item that you saw any one of these kids get when they got that money in their hand?
Well, I mean, it's like, because they were young. Like, they were seven, eight, nine.
They look young, yep.
Yeah, so they were, you know, they wasn't really thinking about no big time electronics and no shit like that. Now some of the older kids, because there was some teenagers there, that they was went straight for the electronic section, right? So I seen some beats, you know what I'm saying? Some beat sports. I seen one kid got a laptop, like one of them like Surface laptops that was like $2.99. Like it was like it was on sale for like $2.99, right?
With tax, he could use my all his budget, but he got it.
I mean, shit. If it's $2.99, he's spending what, $3.20? You know what I'm saying? So shit, whatever money they get, you know what I'm saying, they get to keep it. They don't spend it, but I mean, his basket had two things in it, so he knew exactly what he was going to get, right? So, but the short is, I think the best gift was the unicorn. You know what I'm saying? He got my man Francisco got it for his little sister. His little sister.
I saw you holding that, by the way. Yeah. I saw you holding that thing.
Little sister's name was Macarena. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. You know what I'm saying? So the little sis Macarena, she got broke off though, because you know they all know each other. You know what I'm saying? Like they're all like family. You know, three Mexican kids, but they all know each other and shit. So Macarena got broke off because like everybody got shit from Macarena, even Kinky and the girl. But she was getting shit for everybody.
No,
of course she's like a real shopper, bro. She was like was watching her put her like when she went straight for the clothes first. Right, so the boys, you know, they in the same, they don't know what they want, so I'm trying to help them, right. You know what I'm saying, get their shit, trying to suggest like outfits for them and shit, and then we catch up with Ken Ken and our counselor. Oh, she got, man, all kind of shit in that motherfucker. She trying to put clothes up to her shit. I'm like, man, that's crazy. You know, she be with her mom when it comes to shopping.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, it was dope, man.
Well, good on you for doing it. Good on the Burr gang, the AZ Cardinals, that is, for arranging that for all the kids. And shout out to all the kids that, you know, were able to get some gifts and, you know, have a brighter Christmas. Because Lord knows it's been a tough week for the Burr gang, coming off a loss to my kiddies, the Review Bowl, if you will. We'll talk about that. By the way, fun fact, and I had to remind this to our guy, the special Burr gang correspondent, Sean McConnell, of our fam over at casualsports.com, KSRNAZ.com. Ever since the inception of this fine savage broadcast that you see in here before you, my kiddies are 4-0-1 against the Cardinals. That is facts. So not that I was even necessarily thinking that was going to happen, despite us picking our own teams. Because hell, if this is the year they're going to get their ass whooped, this is the year, and then they come out like a scolded cat, and they're biting kneecaps. Right. So
biting kneecaps, that's exactly what they were
in the mo. So we'll talk about that in a recap. And Dr. Bridges not only giving out gifts, helping out give out gifts in person there in the desert area. He's gonna Savage Claws is coming to town, baby. You know what it is when you see the flyer. You know what time it is. He's back and he's been giving out gifts at the end of the show. So stick around for that. But let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into it now with some review reaction news. Pow pow pow. So look, I know we think this shit is stupid. I know we think this kid is a fucker. I know we don't like this kid. But it has to be talked about. Jake Paul knocks out Tyron Woodley in the rematch. And he got a shot. To be honest with you, I'm getting the little shades of through the fight. I am going to front. I feel like there's an NDA signed. And he got a nice little chunk of change for dropping that hand. I was bored. I'm on the roads for the holidays. So I was like, fuck it, I'll watch this shit. And I watched it. And it was some pretty not that great boxing to watch. It was a lot of three punches hold. And he caught him. So JB, did you see the fight and or the knockout or any of the highlights? And what is your review reaction to a couple of guys who are definitely amateurs when it comes to boxing, but they're generating the attention and the money nonetheless?
Well, I think that Tyron Woodley took grit and took the dive. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Boo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I mean, he took the dive. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like he's not afraid to get knocked out. He's a UFC fighter. You know what I'm saying? So he goes into the ring. They barely basically fight bare knuckles, and then of course they can kick you. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't scared to get knocked out. So he took that bread. You know what I'm saying? Like we'll never know the true payout that Tyron Woodley got. I mean, second of all, like after the fight, they did a press conference together. Like, when have you ever seen that in boxing? Ever. After a fight, I don't give a damn if it's like big time, two great fighters, and it was the best fight of the century, and they respect each other to death. And no, I ain't never seen no press conference after no boxing match ever, right? So it was all staged. I mean, this dude, you know, Uncle Shay Sharp, what up, said it best. I mean, we say it. Like one of the Charlo brothers, you know what I'm saying? If you really about that action, you really trying to do this and not just trying to, you know, saying like collect the check, which, you know, you have been doing so successfully, then jump in the ring with one of the real cats, right? Now, this dude that the cat, what's his name, Mustu, whatever his name is, the UFC cat.
Mastaval, yeah, he called out Mastaval and Diaz, yep.
Yeah, the Mastaval thing, he ain't the type that's going to take no money for no fault, right? Mm-hmm. So Jake Paul, Logan, what is his name? Jake or Logan? Which one? It's Jake, right?
It's Jake, and you know, his brother
so Jake going to have to, this dude is not going to let you knock him out. He is not going to go in that ring and be like, all right, hit me, and I'm going to fall. Like, no, bro. Right. He's not.
Right.
Like, so, I'm not going to watch that either, but I just commend Mastaval, mm-hmm. for, you know, like, yo, motherfucker, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he wants the glory. He wants the fighting glory because he sees fraud. You know, now Jake Paul trains to fight and yada yada yada, and he's had a lot of amateur fights and all these YouTube videos and so on and so forth of him, you know what I'm saying, fighting lesser opponents like always. And so, I mean, it is what it is. Sharon Willie, shame on you, you know what I'm saying, for selling your soul, which is what you did, just to get the bag. And it is what it is. I mean, if that's the type of man you are, it is what it is.
I'm even if he took a dive or not, I'm just mad that Tyron was face down, ass up, and he had dude wipes on his trunks. God damn, Tyron.
Yeah, he had the motherfucking defeat, bro. It was defeat.
Oh yeah, his heels were clicking. Defeat, his heels were clicking like Dorothy and Wizard of Oz.
I tweeted that shit. I tweeted a picture of that, and I was like, my mom telling me to wake up, snatch his covers back, and then me under the cover.
And your feet are just like this.
That's how little kids be, man, when you put them covers back,
my
bro.
God.
Your feet just be ducked
out. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. And
Tyron Woodley, fucking clown.
And listen, and reviewers, as we mentioned, next week, the Don't Be Dumb Awards for 2021, you might see Mr. Woodley as a nominee based on these items that Dr. Bridges has just presented. Now, they fought at a cruiserweight, so that means if you were to fight like an actual legit boxer, that could even fall in the range of like the Canelo area. Now, realistically, if he was fighting true pro competition, he'd probably cut that to light heavyweight, if not better, if we're just being honest. Because I mean, you know, that weight, that's fine at like an amateur weight, but he would actually cut that down if you're fighting like a top pro, because he's allegedly supposed to fight Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's brother, who's an actual boxer, but he's more of a prospect, right? So like you said, he's fought, you know, Nate Robinson and Ben Askren, that other UFC cat, and now he's fought Tyron twice, so he's 4-0 and he's knocked everybody out. I think the strategy for him of what he's going to do, which makes sense, it's really kind of the carnival style, like, you know, just reeling you in just enough. He's going to continue to just go up in competition incrementally, where it's like he's going to fight someone who's a little bit better at boxing, a little bit younger, maybe a little bit more skilled each time. So that's why he's going to call out the Masvidals and Diaz, who are probably a little bit more equipped at this particular time to go toe to toe with him. Then Tyron, because, you know, let's be honest, dive or not, Tyron's, you know, he's 40. He's taken some L's recently in UFC, whereas Masvidal's in his prime. Masvidal's is the champion. If he were to get in there with the fucking Charlos or Canelo or somebody like that, yeah, he would get his soul taken out of his body. I mean, let's just be clear about that. So what he's going to do to keep trying to reel, not us, of course, because we know way better than that shit, the general public, he's going to try to, the competitions are going to go up, but it's going to be incrementally, to where it's like people are going to, there's going to be a debate like, oh, but he did fight someone a little more skilled, but it's still not going to be a real boxer. You know what I mean? That's ultimately what he's going to do.
I mean, I agree. I feel like that's the same strategy. But I mean, if you're smart, you know what I'm saying, you better, because as soon as you get in that ring and you get your ass knocked out, that money train is
all done. That value is gone, because that's what people are paying for.
That money train is done. Off tracks, gone, derailed, it's over. Right.
Yeah. But I would love to see him. I wouldn't pay for that shit. Allegedly I would bootleg that shit. Allegedly.
Right.
But I would love to see him fight Masvidal, because, you know, let's just be honest, Masvidal probably come away with a bigger bag than he would in the UFC, and I think he would win. And I think he would knock him out. So I would love to see. I hope they really make that happen, and it ain't capping. But in that type of game, you already know it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. So that's that with that. Keeping it moving. Well, Brooklyn Nets have been thin on the bench.
Ugh.
So they finally caved, and they are allowing Kyrie Irving to be part-time Timmy, make his own hours, call in his schedule, you know what I'm saying, get paid time off, and they're going to allow this dude to come in and play basically the away games. With the exception of playing at the Garden in New York, because they still have the COVID restrictions in New York City, period, and in Toronto. So, where are you at with the shit? Were they finally, at the beginning of the season, they said they weren't going to do it. Now they're starting to get a little loose, and now they're letting them play.
But the thing about it is that Kyrie came back, and now he's right back in COVID protocol.
Right. He just got...
Right, like I saw a tweet that was dope, and the dude said the funniest part about the whole situation is that the vaccinated players allowed. No, he said the vaccinated players allowed an unvaccinated player to come in, and unvaccinated player some shit like that. It was just like a Chinese riddle, but it was along the lines of like they let this motherfucker come back, and he didn't anti-vax, you know, and all of a sudden he get COVID. Like that's the funniest part about the whole situation. Like it's some shit like that, but. I mean, fuck out of here, man. And I ain't really shit to talk about. It's like, if that's what they want to do, cool. But it's like, that's dumb as fuck. Right? That's dumb as fuck. You going to put a restriction on a man's playtime? Like, I mean, of course, he can't even play in the city that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, right. That's why it's part-time. Yeah, he can only play away games. You know what I'm saying? Other than New York and Toronto. Yeah.
So he can't even play in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? So you're a travel nurse. You know what I'm saying?
Kyrie the travel nurse.
Yeah, you're away. Like you're an away. You know, you're away. You know what I'm saying? Specialist. Like, what the fuck kind of? Anyway, I mean, hey, if they like it, I love it. I guess. I mean, I don't even give a fuck about the Nets. You know what I'm saying? That's what's cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Kyrie can suck a fat baby dick. All I care. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, he like dog. You know what I'm saying? Like. Nets, whatever, bro. It's like, what you all gonna do? Steve Nash over there, you know what I'm saying, biting his nails and shit, like, because everybody's bonking out, you know what I'm saying, on the COVID list and shit. Now he ain't got nobody to play. I mean, you should just let the man play. If they're gonna do that shit did in the first place, right?
Right, because it brings up the point that at this point, with all these teams experiencing the health and safety protocols, and basically every team in the league, isn't really gonna matter, because like you said, he gets activated, he's instantly put into health and safety protocols. I mean, everybody's losing players regardless of their status. So it's like, will he even be available for any of these away games if he keeps having to get put into health and safety protocols? It's just going to be shit. The Celtics just signed Joe Johnson on a 10-day contract because they're so thin. Joe Johnson.
Damn.
I mean, your Joe man's 40 years old.
And I was going to say, Joe, shit. Yeah.
He was in the big three last year or the year before. So like that's how much they needed bodies. Like they're starting to pull cats. Like, who's listen? Can you give us like 6 minutes a night? Great,
right?
Because we need someone in a jersey. It's either you or a cab driver.
Right. So it's you him a motherfucking Eric Gordon from Martin got him.
right. So it's like that's how thin they're getting. So does it even matter that they're even bringing him in? Besides, I mean, you know, obviously there's a talent part, but it's like, damn, if he's gonna instantly go into health and safety protocols, then what is really the discussion here? Because all the teams are gonna hit with it.
Like I said, it's like bing bong, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever.
Right. Shout the side whatever. Talk. Bing bong. Right.
Bing
fuck
bong.
Fuck your life.
Fuck your life.
What do you want to tell Joe Byron right now?
They said, what do you want to tell Joe Byron? Oh, can you take me out to dinner? That's all.
Like, hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Yeah, that shit wild, bro. But yeah, man, Kyrie, what the fuck?
Mm-mm-mm. He might be listening. He may be making the Don't Be Dumb list as well. You never know who the nominees are going to be. Now, speaking of COVID, Dr. Bridges, this actually came out here earlier today, and I want to pull it up here just to make sure I have the information straight. According to the College Football Playoff, they decided that the national title could be decided by forfeit if a team is hit by COVID-19. We saw Texas A&M pull out of their bowl game just earlier today, and they said the playoff said in a statement the title game could be moved from January 10th to as late as January 14th if one or both of the semifinal winning teams were unable to field a team on the scheduled date. If a team is unable to play in the semifinal because of COVID-19 cases, that game will be forfeited. If two teams from the same semifinal are unable to play because of COVID-19 cases, the winner of the other semifinal game will be declared the national champion. If three teams can't play, that team is available, that the team that is available to play on December 31st is a champion. So we may have a fucking, my Michigan Wolverines may end up being the goddamn national champions because they're the last team standing.
By default.
What the hell is going on?
By default. The sweetest words in the English language. Default. Right? Hey, only time will tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's one thing I wanted to say about the whole NBA, NFL, with this COVID thing. And like, because the NFL is getting struck right now, you know what I'm saying, with a bunch of cats on the COVID.
They're moving COVID games around. Yep.
Moving games around. Last week was a clusterfuck, right?
It was.
Well, this week was a clusterfuck because they just had a game, what, two games last night, right?
It took forever for week 15 to end. I'm like, God right. damn. You know, doubling up games and every day, Monday, Tuesday.
And then week 16 about to start tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sit the fuck down, man. Like, cats is doing too much. Right, and I know
they're not getting shit.
I know they're not getting shit from traveling. You know what I'm saying? I know they're not getting shit from their own. You know what I'm saying? People, no, they doing this. It's one motherfucker bringing this shit to everybody because they out and they fucking around and they in these streets and they doing whatever they doing. Like, man, you gotta understand at this point, vax or not vax, you gotta sit the fuck down. Like, if this is what you're trying to do. I guarantee they got them college kids, like the teams that's really in the Final Four. Oh, them kids can't do shit.
Oh, they're gonna be in an iron lung right now.
Right.
Yeah.
These kids, they can't do shit. Like, I'm pretty sure they got them motherfuckers locked away. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about double masked up. They probably have a practice, social distancing practices and shit. Like, I promise you, it sounds funny, but I don't think we'll never see it now with the top 14 because there's too much at stake, too much fucking money at stake. All right, too much fucking money at stake. So, I mean, hey, I just can't see it. I know if I was a coach, my team would be locked down. Like, them boys in prison.
Mm-hmm. Locked up like Akon.
Call it what you want. It don't matter. We locked the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Right? As little contact as possible. Talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, from outside influences. You know what I'm saying? You ain't coming nowhere near my guys. You want to talk to my guys, it's a Zoom call. Right? Fuck all that. Not coming near my dudes. All that goddamn money. Motherfucker went natty, you know what I'm saying? They getting about 20. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They getting about a smooth 20, right?
You want to talk to your little girlfriend, you better pick up that FaceTime, baby, because right. she is not sneaking in the room.
You better
bringing that Omicron with you, that Omarion.
Omarion, yeah, keep that touch the fuck up out of here, you know what I'm saying? Square Jesus. Beers, man. Square beers.
Well, there you have it. That is a hell of a war of attrition guideline for winning the national title this year. Good Lord. But hey, we'll see. It's going to be a real test of who's going to be, you know, the smartest about this shit. Yes. And then finally, discipline. And speaking of discipline, Dr. Bridges, they've actually dropped the rosters for the 2022 Pro Bowl. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. So AFC, starting with AFC, quarterback, you got Herbert, Mahomes, and Jackson. Makes sense. Running back, of course, Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon. Receiver, you got Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, Stephon Diggs, and Keenan Allen. Tight end, Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce. Makes sense. Offensive tackle, Rashawn Slater, Orlando Brown, and Deion Dawkins. He's from the Bills. Guard, Quentin Nelson, Joe Bitonio, and Wyatt Teller. Center, Corey Linsley from the Chargers and Ryan Kelly from the Colts. Fullback, you got Patrick Ricard. And then on defense, Miles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson. You got DeForest Buckner, Chris Jones, Cameron Hayward, TJ Watt, Joey Bosa, Matt Judon, Darius Leonard, Denzel Perryman, inside and middle linebacker. Corners, you got JC Jackson, Xavien Howard, Denzel Ward, and Kenny Moore at the second. Kevin Byard, free safety. You got Derwin James and Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu coming in. Respectfully to the special teams, we'll skip that. Other than you got Justin Tucker, place kicker. Devin Duvernay is the return man. So there you go. So that's what you got there for the AFC. That was revealed. Now, I guess maybe they're going to reveal the NFC here. Maybe they already have, but I'm just taking a look at the AFC. Let's take a look at the NFC. But while taking a look at that, your thoughts on the AFC? Do you feel it's complete? Do you feel like they've left anybody off? Of course, you already know with injuries, there's going to be alternates. Right. But anybody that comes to mind, it's like, damn, I thought they'd be a Pro Bowler this year.
Not in the AFC, because I ain't really been paying attention, but I mean, so I'm pretty sure they got it right. And the only one I'm going to say in the NFC is Byron Murphy should have made the Pro Bowl this year, right?
I agree.
For the Cardinals. He should have made the Pro Bowl this year. He probably had one of the best seasons out of cornerbacks and slash nickels besides Diggs for the Cowboys, because he had, 10 interceptions, some shit like that. So,
yeah. Because if you look at corners for the NFC, it is Diggs from the Cowboys. It's Jalen Ramsey. It's Darius Slay and Marshawn Lattimore. To be honest, I feel like Byron could replace either one of those guys this year.
So maybe Lattimore and Slay, they just kind of got grandfathered in, especially Lattimore, because I mean he didn't have that great of a season. I mean, I watched the Saints play a lot this year.
Right.
He ain't had that great of a season. I just feel like Murph could have snuck in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he was an alternate or anything like that, but I feel like he should have got hella votes for the Pro Bowl.
And as I just mentioned, he may, with injuries and so forth, the guys maybe, you know, who just don't want to play in the game, he may very well get alternate in. So there you go. Now, other Bergen, they got in. Buda Baker, strong safety, got in. Of course, Chandler got in. He's in there. And then, of course, young Kyler.
Connor got in,
well deserved. Yeah, just taking a look at the list. Yeah. I think that's it for the Bird Gang. So, I mean, listen, several members of the Bird Gang got in. Receiver wise, interesting. You had Cup, Adams, Jefferson, and Samuel. I don't know, man. You can make a hell of a case for D-Hop. I know he's been injured. Make a hell of a case for D-Hop. I would honestly probably take him over Deebo Samuel. I know Deebo Samuel's kind of come on as of late, but I don't know about that pick. I really think DeAndre should be in that slot.
I mean, I think
Devontae makes sense. Justin Jefferson makes sense, but
I think that Deebo gets in there because of all the ways they've been using him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been playing running back and so on and so forth. So
true.
His name has been called a lot. You know what I'm saying? So that's of course he would have got in there. But you're right. Hop would very easy get in that spot.
Right. Right. So there you go. That's some review reaction news. So before we get into week 16 Savage Picks, we got to recap what happened here with week 15. And we got to get straight to it. The Bird Gang fell to my kitties in the D. Dr. Bridges, the floor is yours. What was your assessment? I mean, it's pretty straightforward. One team showed up and one didn't. But just taking a look at the tape, what was your, as GM Bridges, what was your assessment of the Bird Gang last week?
I've been on teams where we are prepared all week to do one thing, and then during the game, we completely go against the grain. And that's what it looked like my Cardinals were going through Sunday out in Detroit. It looks like that Cliff kind of got away from the game plan, or if there was no game plan, right? Which I know there was a game plan. I know they talked about attacking them some kind of way. But there was a lot of uncertainty in our play, right? You can tell when guys aren't going 100 miles per hour because they don't know what they're doing. Human nature, if you don't know what you're doing, you can't go 100 miles per hour. You just can't do it, right? Because your mind is not going to allow you to. So that's pretty much what I saw. You guys came out playing hard, like always. Played hard all year, right? Everybody's like, they lost to the worst team in the league. No, Jacksonville's the worst team in the league. All right, so we didn't lose to the worst team in the league. We lost to the Detroit Lions, who are just not faring very well. I mean, you guys have lost a lot of games by 5 points or less, right? Two teams over 500. So, I mean, it's shame on us for not going in prepared and not going in and doing the things that we need to do to win. We knew it was going to be a scrapper because it always is in Detroit. But we just wasn't ready, no shape, form, or fashion. So shame on the Cardinals. Looking for a better showing this Saturday on Christmas night.
Yeah, and it's interesting because as we talked about last week and weeks prior, particularly with State and the Bird Gang, the road is where the Bird Gang has been fucking thriving. Mm-hmm. They were 7-0 going into this game on the road, and they've been 3-3 at home. It's just been that weird showing at home, but they've been killing it on the road. So you think after, you know, dropping that 1-2 LA at home, they would come out, play against a much inferior team, talent wise, really across the board. I mean, they are a better team, even besides this game. They're a better team. Right. But that was definitely this year is, especially when you add the safety protocol with all these cats being out. Right. This is absolutely the most week to week year of an NFL season we may have had ever in the history of this podcast with COVID and just with what's happening. There are still it's 80% of the teams still have a shot to make the playoffs. That's how close this shit is. It's wild.
Right, but Benny, I said at the beginning of the year, I said this is probably going to be the most competitive NFL season that we've seen in a long time, right? Because we were talking about who was going to win it all, and I was just like, man, I'm just going to save two teams from last year because I don't know, right? And I'm not going to just call out nobody. Of course, you know, I'm always going to say the Arizona Cardinals going to win the Super Bowl, but, you know, delusional or not, you know what I'm saying? I have to say it, but... It has lived up to everything to the expectation that I had at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. It's been that competitive. And right now, even right now, in the next three games, that could be a complete clusterfuck. All right. I honestly thought that all four, three of the big three in the NFC were going to lose because we lost, Tampa lost. And, you know, I thought Green Bay was going to fuck around and trick the shit off, you know what I'm saying? But they finally got it together. Tampa Bay was just like, what? And,
yeah, 9-0.
Yeah,
Jesus.
same thing on our end. So, man, it's just, I mean, look, the Cowboys 10-4, the Rams 10-4, we 10-4, and then, of course, Tampa Bay 10-4, and then you got the elite, you know what I'm saying? They standing tall, you know what I'm saying, 11-3, right? So, yeah, and that's the Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, I mean, the NFC just got, man, boys, handling business.
The top is crowded, and some folks are going to get their seasons fucked over within these last few weeks. 18 weeks, ain't no more bye weeks left. It's coming.
Better screw your shit on tight.
Exactly. Well, speaking of screwing shit on tight, before we get into Week 16 Savage Picks, we got to see how we did after 15 weeks. Good God Almighty! 15
good googly
weeks.
Moogly.
That thing is juicy. Speaking of which, pow! Shout out to Project Pat. You know what I'm saying?
Project.
Memphis 10. Memphis with 10. A drum roll, please. Dr. Bridges is at 127.80-1, but ooh, Ludini coming in hot at 135.72-1. Run through them real quick. We both actually pick the Chiefs to beat the Chargers. The Raiders got it done against the shorthanded Browns and a field goal to win. Cole, we both picked the Pats, dude, and the Colts have been on the back of Jonathan Taylor making some hay. They got the dub. We both picked JB's drafting team, the Eagles, to get done against the Washington football team. Bills bounced back, beat JB's former employer, the Keep Pounding Panthers. Dolphins got it done in the Bermuda Triangle. As JB mentioned, Cowboys won. I correctly picked the Steelers to get it done against the Titans. Both picked the Texans. Of course, talked about the Kitties beating the Bird Gang. Niners, we both picked them against the Falcons. We both picked the Bengals against the Broncos. Packers, as JB said, boom, 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 boom. They won by one in the, quote, the Raven Nevermore. So they got out of the hair by the hair of the chinny chin chin and got the dub. I correctly picked the Rams. Of course, we mentioned the Bucks falling to the Saints 9-0 and the Skull Vikings getting it done in an unwatchable game. But, hey, we got the pick right, so they got it done as well. So getting right into it, Dr. Bridges, with some Week 16 Savage Picks. It is Thursday Night Football, pending no fucking reschedules, because you know how it was this week, and it's probably going to be the rest of the season. And we understand that we understand at the time of this recording, the line also may change as well, depending on who is available. So it's the Niners.
Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Going against the Titans, Mitch's Titans, who are 5-2 at home, and the line is 3-3. for the Niners on the road. And I'm happy to pull up any COVID lists if you'd like as you're making these picks.
Yeah, I done already made my picks, man. So I'm rolling with the Titans, man.
Ooh.
Well, hold on. What game are we talking about?
This is Niners at Titans.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans. All right. It's that time of year for them, right? You know what I'm saying? The Vrabel and Belichick connection is so strong around this time of year. Like, this is when they just get it together and they finish strong and then they get in the playoffs and they just make a bunch of fucking hay. Again, the 49ers are a machine. All right. You take one cog out and they're done. Right. And they're going to slow them down. They've been having some good success, you know what I'm saying? Like, offensively and all this other shit. And Jimmy Garoppolo is still Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, I'm sorry. Let's not forget. He's still Jimmy Garoppolo. So, yeah, I'm rolling with the Titans. And the fact that they're playing at home, they was in Santa Clara, I probably would pick the 49ers, but they're playing in Tennessee. So, it's going to be nasty.
So, I'm taking the Niners as I'm looking at the most up-to-date COVID list. It looks like the Niners have no one in COVID protocol right now. The Titans have multiple receivers, multiple DBs, and I think they might have a couple cats in their offensive line.
You might need to start displaying COVID list before we start making picks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got it pulled up. So I'm giving you the option. If you want me to read through the COVID inactives or COVID list, I'm happy to do that for any pick, sir.
Yeah. So
shortchange you.
You said a couple of receivers.
Yep. It looks like A.J. Brown and Dez Fitzpatrick, and then DBs Chris Jackson and Elijah Molden. And then I was seeing on Twitter earlier that they may even be losing a couple of their O-line. Possibly.
I'm still going to Titans.
Even after all that, he's like, fuck it, I'm going to take the Titans.
Next man up, you know?
There you go. Speaking of next man up, the Browns, the dog pound, up against it last week. They were hella shorthanded. They're going against the boom, 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 go Pack, go in Lambeau. And the line currently is a touchdown and a half for the Packers at home.
Yeah, I'll take the Pack. I mean, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I agree. You want to talk about the right time and getting hot. I'm taking the Packers as well. You know, of course, less cats on that list. And, you know, even if the Browns were at full strength, I'm taking the Packers. So we're both in agreement on that. All right, Dr. Bridges, I know you're going to be in the building for this one. Christmas Day, it's Chad Carr's Colts at the Big Toaster, the Red Sea. And the line currently is a point for the Cardinals at home. This is going to be a hellified matchup, sir.
Oh, man. Yeah. Of course, the Cardinals are going to win. But it's just going to be a great showing, right? I feel like the embarrassment was there big time after we lost to Detroit. And not because we lost to Detroit, because of the way we played, right? And we lost. I mean, we played the same way against fucking Carolina, and I was embarrassed the same way, right? So it's embarrassment, and you gotta come out and you gotta let everybody know. You know, I know they're like, yeah, we don't want to hear, listen to the chatter, but we're a good football team. And you have to prove that every time you step on that field. And that's just bottom line, it is what it is. There's no way around that. And it's gonna be time to put up, shut up. The Red Sea is gonna be active. It's gonna be crazy in that bitch. Christmas night, people are gonna be on that motherfucking eggnog. You know what I'm saying?
a little rum inside.
It's gonna be wild, baby. So yeah, Red Sea gonna handle that business.
Well, I agree. I'm not buying into the notion that they're gonna continue to just be janky at home for the rest of the regular season and playoffs. And I do think, as I mentioned before, we got into picks. This is one of those years where when you need a dub, you tend to get a dub. Obviously, that's pending, you know, people being available via COVID or injury. I do think they're going to face a team that Vegas is sneaky. You already know we're talking about Vegas this year, JB. They're sneaky as hell at that 1-point line. I do think this is going to be a very close game, but I'm going to take the Cardinals to get the dub and stay in first place in the NFC West. So we're both taking the Bird Gang. All right, my kiddies coming off of the unlikely, but you know, hey, a win is a win. They got it last week. They're going to the Big Maybach. And they're playing the Dirty Birds in Atlanta. The line is currently 5.5 for the the Falcons at home.
Yeah. Just the fact that they're playing the Falcons at home. I mean, the Falcons are, you speak of janky. Right? This is one of the jankiest teams in the fucking league. They don't know who they are, what they're doing. But what I do know is that they're going to play well at home. The motherfucking wild-ass ATL is going to be out. And I think they eke by, right? I mean, plus, y'all just kind of put everybody on notice. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they've been playing hard all year, but like, damn, they beat the Cardinals? Oh, shit. You know what? Let's take these motherfuckers serious. They're coming down here to play good ball. So I feel like Atlanta squeaked by, you know what I'm saying, on some dumb shit.
Right. And of course, I got my kiddies. I will not be surprised at all if this is a heartbreaking, in fucking Detroit style, heartbreaking ass last 2 minutes loss for the kiddies. But obviously, they're playing a team that's far less talented than the Cardinals. And if even with two wins, they're still playing hard for Coach Campbell. And if they can establish a rhythm in the running game like they did last week and really just kind of control the clock and manage mistakes, it's certainly a winnable game because, you know, the Falcons are pretty much out of it. They technically have a chance, but they're pretty much out of it. So, but it's definitely a must win for them. So jankification to be had. But of course, I'm taking my kiddies. All right, keeping it moving. This is talking about two teams that have the must win, Dr. Bridges. It's quote the Raven Nevermore at the Bungles, and the line is 3 for Cincy at home.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I'm loving what Cincinnati's doing this year, I got to go with the Ravens on this one. I feel like Lamar Jackson's going to be fully healthy. And, you know, they went for two last week, didn't get it. But one thing that shows about Jim Harbaugh is that, man, this dude, John Harbaugh, right? It's John in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing it says about John Harbaugh, man, he trusts his guys, and he's gonna go down with his guys come hell or high water, and that means a lot to guys, right? Like when you're playing for a coach that's gonna ride or die for your ass and live by decisions that he made because he has faith in you, it makes you feel bad when you disappoint him. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of accountability, a lot of love. Those are some men that are going to, trust me, it's been the show. I think that the Ravens get that dub this weekend.
I agree. I mean, looking at the COVID list, they have nine players out, including Sammy Watkins, Justin Houston, Pernell McPhee's out, Jimmy Smith is out. But I do think Lamar will be back, and it really is a must win for them. That whole, you were talking about a second ago, you know, with everything that could transpire these next 2-3 weeks, That division in particular, the AFC North, is crazy as hell. Right. With who could win and who could lose. This is a must-win game. I don't trust the Bengals to be consistent enough to like really get on a roll at this point. I don't think they're quite there yet. I feel like the Bengals are going to be one of those teams that are just missing out on the playoffs this year. And I think a big reason for that is I do think the Ravens are going to come in, and I think they're going to get the dub. It could be an ugly game, but I'm looking for Mark Andrews to get loose in this one. So, hey, I'm taking the Ravens too. All right, we got the LA Rams going against the Big Skull and the Vikings, and the line is 3 for the Rams on the road.
Sliding into Minneapolis, Minnesota this time of year is never a good thing, right? Mm-mm. Never a good thing. Anyway, what's the COVID report? I just want to hear it. I know who I'm picking, I'm just saying.
So the Rams now, the Rams have several cats. So it's Jalen Ramsey, it's multiple offensive linemen, Von Miller, Tyler Higbee, Jonah Williams. They got a bunch of cats on protocol. They do.
I already picked, and see what I'm looking at the picks that I sent Johnny earlier. So I'm picking the Vikings. I already picked them. I ain't know nothing about COVID, nothing. I'm going with what I know happens this time of year. Wild shit. And I know that the Rams are front runners. They're steady faking the funk, all right? If Seattle had any kind of good thing going, they'd beat them, you know what I'm saying, the other night. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Vikings on this one. I think that, again, it's hard to play. And they straddle the fence too, right? They talk about in the hunt, like the NFC got a bunch of, we got the elite, and then they got the everybody nibbling at people's ankles, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Vikings on this one.
Yeah, I like the Vikings for those reasons that you mentioned, but I do like them a little bit more just because I feel like there is going to be a playmaker issue with that much COVID protocol going on. So, you know, I think the Vikings will be sound enough on defense and do just enough, you know, Mr. You Like That, will get just enough 12 yards, you know,
He'll manage good enough, right?
Yeah, he'll manage well. He'll be like a key holder at finish line. He'll do just enough to make sure nobody steals and the doors are locked that night. And Dalvin Cook will be doing his thing. So I like the Vikings. It's more on a technicality of COVID, but I do like them for some of the reasons that you mentioned as well. All right, now here's an interesting one, Dr. Bridges.
Mafia,
the Bills Mafia headed to the Pats, dude, and the line is 2.5 for the Pats at home. Ooh wee,
yeah, Pats at home. I mean, that's enough right there. The Bills still, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's still something there. Something's not right. They missing like two key components to be real good, but. I got the Pats. I mean, I don't see Bill Belichick and them, you know, still losing. Not this game.
They're pretty much even on COVID protocol in terms of how it's being affected with the particular players that are out. Big thing that doesn't tend to happen is Bill Belichick getting embarrassed one week and then coming back the next week and losing again. Like, right. They got embarrassed by the Colts. That's not going to happen again, especially at home.
Right.
Pats are going to win.
And they had a shitload of mistakes in that game. Like, that's just not characteristic of a Bill Belichick coach team. So
they definitely had a hard week of practice this week, and they're going to be ready to go. And I agree, they're going to get the dub. All right, it's a really have to pick this one of the games of the week. It's the former Urban Meyer led Jaguars against the BUMS bums. Oops, I mean the JETS Jets. And the line is even. The Jags at MetLife.
It's a pick 'em. You know what? I'm going to go with the Jags, man. I feel like the Jags are more talented and they're just more stable. They're better defensively and more talented than the Jets. So I think they put it together and I think they get the win.
I agree. I think it's going to be one of those, we fired our coach. We can get a little bit new life. Daryl Bevel's going to be the interim coach. Daryl Bevel actually should probably get a crack at a head coaching job. Right. I don't know where that would be, but I feel like they're going to get some new life and get a little bit more out of their offense, and I don't think the Jets really have much for them, so I'm taking the Jags as well. All right, NFC East matchup. It's the G-E-E-Men against the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Shout out to our fam at AAT Sports. All about the birds, Johnny Ewing, Chip.
Them boys.
You know what I'm saying? And the line is 9.5 there in the link, sir.
I'm gonna go with the Eagles. They should be called the G Wiz, man. That's what they should be called, the G Wiz, right? G Wiz, like they're horrible, right? Yeah, horrible. Yeah, E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles, right?
Very good. I'm taking the Eagles as well. Just too much dysfunction there with the G Men. All right, it's the Tampa Bay Bucks taking that pirate ship, and JB's former employer, they keep pounding Panthers, and the line is 10 for Tampa Bay on the road.
I think the Bucks get back on track. Just point blank period. Nothing else said. They just get back on track.
I agree. I am taking the Bucks. They really were making mistakes and really couldn't get anything going on offense. 9-0 losing the Saints. The fuck is that? That's right. Not going to happen 2 weeks in a row, and I am taking the Bucks as well. All right, it's the L.A. Barstow, San Diego, San Antonio, parts unknown, Superchargers going to the H-Town, what it do, and the line is 10 for the Chargers on the road.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm taking the Chargers too. No, nothing more to be said on that. All right, it's the Bears going against the Squawks in Seattle, coming off a tough loss to the Rams, and the line is 6.5 for the Seahawks at home.
Seahawks, because they're playing at home.
I agree. I'm taking the Squawks as well. All right, slightly intriguing matchup. It's the Steelers going to the Chiefs Kingdom, and the line is 7.5 for the Chiefs at home.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs. I don't even think I sent through this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs start getting hot as well.
Who they playing?
It's Steelers at Chiefs. Line 7.5 for the Chiefs at home.
Right. Yeah, I got to go with the Chiefs, man. So, I mean, I agree.
I can't trust the Steelers to be consistent 2 weeks in a row. So I'm taking the Chiefs as well. All right, it's the Broncos at the
The Raiders. Well, question mark, the Raiders?
Are the Raiders going to raid because it's the Broncos in Vegas? Raiders? And the line is even. Good God almighty.
I'm going to go with the Raiders because they're at home. Yeah, because they're at home. And I really don't have any other explanation. I just feel like, you know, they'll get a win at home.
I don't really have a good feel on this game. Just to be kind of contrarian, just with the way the season has been, I'm going to take the Broncos because I don't know if I can, you know, really trust either team. I think it's going to be this may be a last possession game. So I'm just going to take the Broncos just for the hell of it. Just shakes it up and the Lord knows they might steal one. Yeah.
You got a nice little lead anyway, so, you know.
Yeah. When the enemy's making mistakes, don't interrupt them, goddammit. I'll make some bad picks to get you back into this thing. Maybe that's going to be one of them. We'll see. All right, and then Sunday Night Football is the Washington football team headed to Big D to face the Cowgirls and the Cowboys, and the line's 11 for Dallas at home.
Yep, Dallas. Yeah, Dallas. I mean, Dallas is still, you know, there's still a bigger question mark about Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, so, but I just, they'll be good enough to beat, you know, send a Washington football team last.
I agree. I'm taking the Cowboys as well. And finally, it's the Finns heading to that big gumbo bowl, baby. Face the Saints. And the line is 3 for New Orleans at home.
What's going on with the COVID shit?
Well, let's take a look at the COVID shit, shall we? So, for Miami, they have Philip Lindsay, Jalen Waddle, Justin Coleman, and Jared Doakes, another running back. So, they got a couple running backs on COVID. And then you take a look at New Orleans, and it's oddly enough, it's Sean Payton, of all people, is in COVID protocol. So, that's what you're looking at.
So he's been in COVID protocol. So, yeah, I'm going with the Saints. That defense is going to be fired the fuck up. You know what I mean? And this is going to get nasty for the fans down there.
Yeah, because of defensive adjustments and for COVID protocol, I'm going to take these Saints at home as well. And that's it. We're going to see who's right, who's wrong, who is both right, who is both wrong. And before we get out of here, oh, Savage Claus is coming to town. JB, you have a couple gifts to give out to folks. They're receiving and why, sir?
Well,
it's Christmas season.
Old Savage Claus is. I gotta give some sense to all you silly ass bras out there that keep fucking injecting this shit in your goddamn lips. Seriously, and wearing them fucking goddamn snuffle up against goddamn eyelashes. Right, and I'm sorry, y'all need to stop that shit, man. Like, for real, I'm literally dropping sense in all y'all stockings. And y'all probably still won't use the shit correctly, right? That shit looks horrible, right? Can you stop, please? That shit looks fucking horrible, right? And it ain't no coming back from it. That's the worst part about the whole situation. Once you start poking that shit in your fucking lips, you gotta keep doing it. So maybe when old Savage Claus drops some sense in your fucking stocking, you might stop doing this shit, right? You need to listen to the song, You're Beautiful. I don't even know the fuck is singing the song. It's true, I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do. Yeah, you're beautiful. Fuck, you're beautiful. Jesus,
and he ain't coming down the chimney. He's kicking in the motherfucking front door, baby.
With the waving the foe, motherfucking foe. All right? Also, Savage Claus is going, I'm dropping off gifts to groups. Dropping off a gift to the U.S. government, right? You dumb sons of bitches should have never let that shit loose. Now look what the fuck you've done, right? It's got variants on top of variants. They got the OG variant that was dumb as hell before. Now it's smart. Then now it's better than it was before. It was the very first one. Now it's got some sense. It's smart. It turned the T-1000. Now it's out fucking shit up too.
And dropping in lava to kill it. That might not even work.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta drop that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Put that bitch in the motherfucking lava pit. Like, oh my God. You know what? So, the U.S. government, man, I'm all y'all getting a paperweight of my middle finger. That's what y'all getting. For real. Getting a paperweight of my middle finger and my whole hand sitting on your desk just like this. All you. The whole lot of you. Right? The whole
lot of
you. Right? I had a good one. Had it written down. I left the shit. I you know what? Just because he just said this, Iman Shumpert, all right? Old Savage Clause is going to bring you a fucking, some tissue to wipe your fucking crying eyes, right? You fucking twit. Did you hear what he said about LeBron James?
I saw his name was getting around. I did not look into it as of yet.
He said that LeBron James ruined basketball. Correct me if I'm wrong, Biddy. Correct me if I'm wrong. Iman Shumpert is an NBA champion, right?
Correct, because of one LeBron James.
And I was about to say, and who was the head dog on this team? He got two rings, don't he?
Well, one for sure.
Wasn't he with Cleveland both of them years?
Well, Cleveland only got the one.
So he got the one.
Yeah.
He was in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Why did I think he was... It wasn't in Miami. Was he in Miami with him?
I don't think he actually got a... another. I think he just got the one.
So he got the one. Either way it go, you're an NBA champion because of LeBron James. How fucking dare you? Right? How fucking dare you? So I'm going to literally, you know what I'm saying, bring you a bus of a crying baby head. You know what I'm saying? Talking about LeBron James ruining basketball. Man, you lost your motherfucking mind, bro. That's you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I'm sorry. I read that and I was just like, man. And last but not least, Stephen A. Smith. Right? Oh,
yeah, talk about it.
First of all, I'm going to give you two things, right? I'm going to give you some Rogaine with minoxidil, right, to get that fucking hairline back at least about right here, right? That shit is like where my headphones at right now. You know what I mean? And then he got the audacity to have it lined up and shit. Like, bam. That shit look like a fucking Lego piece. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you Steve Harvey's barber information. Right? I'm going to link y'all up. That way we can get you some hair back on your head. As far I would say, give you some sense, or you know what I'm saying, just give you a heightened sense of sports so you can start talking about things a little more intelligent, but that shit ain't worked in the years since you've been on the air. So it ain't gonna work now. I'm more concerned with your hairline. That shit is horrible. It's bad. All right. Now we all, you know what I'm saying, get a little older and hairlines get mine has fell back a little bit from when I was 20 something years old. But guess what? Your shit, bad. You like Jerry Rice when he got the fucking dreads. That shit was goddamn, hey, he had back dreads, right? That's basically what you're looking at right now, right?
Yeah.
That's that, man. Merry Christmas to all y'all out there.
Merry Christmas, reviewers.
Check us out on all social media platforms, that JB and Benny Blue, that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Fuck with us on YouTube, IG, YouTube, IG. Fuck with us on YouTube, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. iTunes, anywhere you can listen to podcasts. All right, check us out. Of course, we want the 5-star on iTunes. Like, subscribe on YouTube, all that good stuff. Shout out to Trends Collab. Shout out to Savage CBD. Shout out to the Valley. Shout out to La La Land. Shout out to the great city of LA, great city of Phoenix. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns. Shout out to the Detroit Lions. Shout out to the Arizona Cardinals. Hey, man, shout out to the Valley boys. See me repping, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
My youngin' Zach and Cody out here doing the thing, you know what I'm saying, keeping us laced up. This is episode 205, man. Christmas is right around the corner. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. You know what I'm saying? All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see y'all next week. Episode 206. JB and Benny Review.
That's right, reviewers. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And we will see you for the last episode of 2021. The Don't Be Dumb Awards are right around the corner.
Don't Be Dumb Awards, man.
Ask your vote. It's coming on our social media at JB and Benny Blue.
Oh, yes.
And until next week, we love you. We are out.
I love.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.